A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I know that God does not dwell in me, that is, in my flesh. The willing is ready at hand, but doing the good is not. For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. So then, I discover the principle that when I want to do right, evil is at hand. For I take delight in the law of God, in my inner self. But I see in my members another principle, at war with the law of my mind, taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Miserable one that I am, who will deliver me from this mortal body? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Verbum Domini. Lord, teach me your statutes. Teach me wisdom and knowledge. For in your commands I trust.
Lord, teach me your statutes.
You are good and bountiful. Teach me your statutes.
Lord, teach me your statutes.
Let your kindness comfort me according to your promise to your servants.
Lord, teach me your statutes.
Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Never will I forget your precepts, for through them you give me life.
Lord, teach me your statutes.
I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts.
Lord, teach me your statutes.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot. And so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. Verbum Domini.
Unconsciously, more or less, most of us place our conversion sometime in the past. We consider converts those who came to the faith as adults or those who returned to it after some time away. In the story of our conversion is something that we tell ourselves that happened either recently or long ago. And not surprisingly, we tend to exaggerate either the difficulty or the darkness of a time, or the utter change that conversion has worked in us. But the facts are often much more mixed, subtle, and gradual, and even the sudden conversion worked for St. Paul left him with an anger problem, with his mysterious thorn in the flesh. But hidden within this retelling is often an ungodly self-reliance or self-centeredness, or a strange relegation of our Lord's work in us to a certain moment. The fact is that our Lord continues his saving work even now, in this very moment. And that perseverance is also a grace we need to pray for and for which we need to give thanks to God. And this is not to say that we should not tell our story, for it's a sacred story of the Lord's work in our hearts and in our lives. Our Lord himself proclaims repentance, not only at the beginning of his public ministry, when in Matthew 4:17 he proclaims, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he enters into his passion, he continues to call all to repentance. Even now, he continues to call, lead, and empower all to saving repentance. What is this repentance that our Lord is talking about? The Greek base word is metanoia. I'm sure you've heard that word, or I hope you've heard that word. I know. Which means to turn about, to retrace one step. And so often in the Old Testament, the prophets proclaimed, "Return to God. Return to me, the Lord, for I have redeemed you. Even now, return to me with all your heart. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them. To our God, for he will freely pardon." In the New Testament, metanoia refers to a comprehensive change of one's orientation towards following God. In the New Dispensation, the Greek word that we translate as repentance clearly shows that what needs this reversal is our spiritual center, the deepest dimension of our heart. In the letter to the Romans 2:4, we hear, "Or do you presume upon the riches of his kindness, or forbearance and patience, Do you not know that the Lord's kindness, that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? Kindness here is the same word we hear in the mouth of Christ in Matthew 11 as the gentle or easy yoke that he promises to those who come to him. To those who embrace their status not as wise and understanding, but as babes, receiving the revelation of the Father by the Son. This kindness is to lead us to repentance. We likely know well the type of attempts at controlling our behavior. Well, I'm thinking exterior attempts, but we talked about interior attempts of self-reliance. But the types of attempts at controlling our behavior that are justly called proselytizing, and in many countries, proselytization is a criminal act, and whether that's out of an anti-Christian bias or if it's any kind of ungodly discrimination, that's rightly condemned. But what the Lord is doing and what we following him and at his command are desiring, attempting to do, what we're called in turn to do, is done out of kindness and done out of love. God's grace leads us to conversion of heart, which only brings freedom and joy, the fruit of which is peace, patience, meekness. By experience, we know we have not yet made it to that place of perfection, that is, of wholeness, where we will no longer need repentance. And to this, the saints say, thanks be to God. So may we never belong on this side of heaven to that class of people to whom Jesus says they have no need of repentance because they affirm their own righteousness. The attempt to justify ourselves, to become perfect on our own terms, sometimes those are separate. We justify ourselves with no desire for wholeness, for conversion. Oh, mercy, Lord. This attempt to justify ourselves out of ungodly self-reliance on our own strength leads only to frustration. Many times our Lord has to allow that to play out for us to finally surrender. And if our foundation is not upon Christ, upon belonging to the Father as his beloved children, if our strength is not a gift of the Holy Spirit, we will not find the fruits of conversion. As our Lord says, we should give joy to the angels by being the one sinner who repents. Knowing our need for God and his grace is an extremely good thing, a necessary thing. And we have unconsciously hoped that one day we would not need grace, that we would be good enough no longer to need conversion. And the truth is the closer we come to God, the more we are in need of grace. That is, the effect of his presence in our lives to sustain us. We pray then to see his kindness, his mercy, and his love. We pray that we would know the fruits of repentance from our self-reliance, in order to depend completely upon the Lord, who is kind and full of compassion.